The Chief Priests of Judah, Chapter 1. After the chief priest Eliashib had died, his son, Judah, succeeded in the chief priesthood. And after Judah had died, his son, Yohanan, assumed this office. It was through him that Bagohi, the general of Artaxerxes, defiled the sanctuary and imposed tributes upon the Judeans, so that prior to offering the daily sacrifices, they were required to pay 50 shekels out of the public treasury for every lamb. Yohanan had a brother named Yeshua, who was a friend of Bagohi. Bagohi promised to obtain the chief priesthood for Yeshua. With this assurance, Yeshua quarreled with Yohanan in the temple, provoking his brother so far that in his anger, Yohanan killed him. The fact that Yohanan committed such an impious deed against his brother while serving as a priest was horrible enough. But it was even more horrible that neither among Greeks nor barbarians had such a savage and impious deed been committed. However, God was not indifferent to it, and it was on this very account that the people were enslaved and that the temple was defiled by the Persians. Now when Bagohi, the general of Artaxerxes, learned that Yohanan, the chief priest of the Judeans, had murdered his own brother, Yeshua, in the temple, he immediately came upon the Judeans. And in anger, he began to say to them,
"You have had the impudence to commit murder in your own temple!"
But when he attempted to enter the temple, they forbade him to do so. But he said to them,
"Am I not more pure than he who was slain in the temple?"
And after speaking these words, he went into the temple. Accordingly, this was the pretext Bagohi used in order to punish the Judeans for 7 years on account of the murder of Yeshua. Now when Yohanan had departed this life, his son, Yadua, succeeded in the chief priesthood. He had a brother named Manasseh. Now, there was a certain Sanballat who had been sent into Samaria by Darius, the last king of Persia. He was a Cuthean by race, from whom the Samaritans also descended. This man knew that Jerusalem was a famous city, and that its kings had caused a great deal of trouble to the Assyrians and the people of Celesyria. He had a daughter named Nicaso. Believing that an alliance by marriage would be a pledge and security for the Judean nation to continue their goodwill towards him, he willingly gave his daughter in marriage to Manasseh.